From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people and wounded several others. The deadliest attack in Kabul when a suicide bomber approached a minibus on foot and set off explosives. Ayaz Ghul reports for VOA from the region.
This suicide bomber who was on foot basically set off explosives as soon as the bus stopped at a busy signal in the city. And as a result, instantly the Afghan officials confirmed at least 14 people on board the bus were killed while 9 were wounded.
Those 14 people are reportedly Nepalese security forces. Hours later, another roadside bomb planted by insurgents went off in another part of the city. Afghanistan's chief executive, Abdullah Abdullah, has condemned the violence. An estimated 30,000 civilians have fled the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the last 3 days, placing a strain on aid agencies. Carl Schembri is with the Norwegian Refugee Council in Baghdad.
Our staff are there on the ground trying to keep up with the needs, providing water, food, shelter, and basic items like mattresses, but we're running out of stocks, we're running out of funding. I myself have just been to the camps, and I've seen some of the most vulnerable people with disabilities, pregnant women, children, out there in the scorching heat.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has declared an Iraqi victory in Fallujah, but fighters are still facing snipers and bombers as they try to eliminate IS militants who've held the city more than 2 years. The number of people who have managed to leave Fallujah since the month-long offensive began has topped 80,000, and it's believed some of those refugees are Islamic State wives and children. This is VOA News.